Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wearing an Islamic attire. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him wearing a yellow garment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Remove this garment as it is the color of the disbelievers." Another narration reports that he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Should I wash it?" That means wash the color away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, burn it." Note that this indicates that Muslims should have their own identity. As far as possible, they should differ from the disbelievers in everything. Sayyidina Abu Karima radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sitting on the pulpit of Kufa, addressing the people thus, "O people, I have heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, oppose the dressing habits of the monks. Whoever adopts their habits or emulates them is not from amongst us. Whoever imitates a nation will be raised with them on the day of resurrection." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever imitates a nation will be regarded as one of them on the day of resurrection." The meaning of imitating others. During the reign of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the borders of the Islamic empire were substantially stretched, he became concerned that the Muslims, that Muslim and non-Muslim identity should be diluted due to the interaction with disbelievers. Consequently, he commanded the Muslims to remain from emulating the disbelievers. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala also instructed the disbelievers to maintain, and also instructed the disbelievers to maintain their identity. The letter which he radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent to the Muslims of Persia explicitly stated that they should abstain from the clothing of the disbelievers. The author of Fathul Bari, Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, has recorded the following comprehensive directive of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, "O Muslims, wear trousers and sheets and wear shoes also. Follow the dressing of your great grandfather, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Refrain from donning the garb of the non-Muslims. Wear coarse, thick and old clothes." Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi records the letter sent to the general of the army of Azerbaijan, Sayyidina Utbah ibn Farqad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes, "It is obligatory for you to forsake luxuries, refrain from wearing the garments of the disbelievers, and never wear silk." Note that wearing the garments of disbelievers is a sign of respect for their ways. It is also a means of earning the wrath of Allah ta'ala. Their dressing reflects immodesty and aims at revealing the shapes and contours of the body. In certain areas, Muslim women wear saris, which is totally shameless. It is the duty of the ulama to make a concerted effort to put an end to this practice. May Allah Ta'ala rescue the Muslim ummah. Ameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.